In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, is the Sunday just before the exaltation of the cross. And we celebrate that on Tuesday. So we have readings that are about it. Also, the regular readings for the Sunday and the apodosis of the Nativity of the Theotokos, we have readings for that. So there's a lot of Scripture today. And by a wonderful pairing of readings, the reading for the cross and the reading for the Sunday really are very similar and speak about very similar things. That is the cross. Now, St. Paul is discussing with the Galatians, who had a problem with being Judaizers. That is, they wanted Christians to live according to the Jewish law. That this is nonsensical. Because circumcision nor uncircumcision does not avail anything, he taught them, but a new creature. Circumcision was a physical sign, was a legal sign that you belonged to the Jewish religion. And the Jews gloried in that sign. And even the ones that were Christian, as St. Paul says, they gloried in their flesh. Because circumcision kept them safer. Because if you were circumcised, it was not so obvious that you were a Christian and you weren't persecuted or were less likely to be persecuted. But St. Paul says something very interesting after he says that they would have us to be circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. He says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and me unto the world. Now, what does this mean? To glory in the cross. What does it mean to glory in anything? It means to take satisfaction out of it. To think it's important. Perhaps to even take pride in it, if it is certain kinds of worldly things. So, some people glory in their income. In their attractiveness. In their popularity, in the fact that they can have vacations often, or other things. Or perhaps some people, now in our very deluded age, they glory in being politically correct, having certain opinions, and the unenlightened masses don't have these opinions, but they have these opinions, and generally they're opinions that the church does not share at all, such things as about abortion or other such things. People glory in those things. Or they glory in, I've had many people tell me, when I ask them, what is the meaning of life? What is important in life? They'll say, to be a good father, to be a good husband, to be a good mother of my children, to do something important in life. That's a typical answer. None of those things are what we should glory in. We glory in the cross. We best know what it means to do so. What does a cross represent? Well, of course, it was a symbol of death. Now it is the symbol of our resurrection and our life. It is a symbol, though, of death and of sacrifice, of all-consuming love, because our Savior was willing to mount the cross because of His love for us. And so in glorying in the cross, we glory in the event of what happened, our Lord's love for us, and we emulate Him. That is what glorying in the cross means. So when you're tired and you don't feel like helping somebody, remember the cross. And then when you help someone despite the fact that you don't feel like doing it, or that you're tired, or you want to put your feet up, or you don't like that person that much anyway, or whatever the reasons are, you glory in the cross because the Lord died for everyone, including those who did not love Him, including those who actively sought to crucify Him. That is what glorying in the cross means. Because the cross effected a change in us. Actually, one cannot say that it is the only thing that effected the change. The whole life of our Lord, His incarnation, effected the change. The baptism of our Lord was part of it. His teachings was part of it. The crucifixion, the resurrection, the ascension into heaven, the commissioning of His disciples and apostles to teach the world, all that is part of affecting the change in us. And of course, it begins with baptism. And of course, circumcision was a type of baptism. It was something that pointed towards baptism. But when the reality is present, the type need no longer be present. So we don't need to practice circumcision anymore, because baptism has replaced it. And what happens with baptism? We become a new creature, as the Apostle teaches. A creature that is like Christ. And our Lord loves so fully and so all-consumingly that He is willing to lay down His life for each one of us. That is what glorying in the cross means. And it is a useful mnemonic device. Something for you to remember when you just don't feel like helping somebody. When you just don't feel like saying your prayers. When you just don't feel like being kind. Or when you just feel, let's say, to say a few juicy tidbits about someone that you don't like. Glory in the cross. Because with the cross we are saved. And we should act like the one who is on the cross. Very important to remember the cross in all of your daily life. Now, the second epistle that I wish to speak about, the one for Sunday, is very much about the cross. They don't often come together like this, only occasionally. But they very much are very similar. One thing that really is striking is that St. Paul says that circumcision or uncircumcision availeth nothing but a new creature. Meaning, with baptism, we become a new creature. And then, in this epistle, he's really describing his apostolic ministry, but it applies to us too. Remember, you can apply the Bible to yourself. You must personalize it. Now, we're not apostles, but we should act like them. We should live like them. We should be concerned for the salvation of all like they were. We don't have their office, their grace, but we do have the responsibility to live as Jesus Christ lived, and they did. So we do too. And as he's speaking about this, he speaks about that the light has shone forth out of the darkness into our hearts, meaning the apostles and Christians. But then he says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. This is part of the reason why we struggle so. We are earthen. We're earthen because if we were to be good at everything, we would fall into deep pride and be lost. Yes, the light of Christ is in us. Yes, the possibility, the capability of doing miracles is in us because the Holy Spirit abides in us. But we have this Holy Spirit in earthen vessels. And so the appearance of us is not so holy. And we have troubles with many things in our life. This is to humble us. Whether it be your life circumstances or just the way you live or your own personal problems with laziness or not being able to control your thoughts or whatever it is, being in an earthen vessel is really very safe for you, recognizing that you are earth, that your feet are clay. Because yes, the light of God is in you, but not because of anything we have done, because of His love for us. So let's not be too surprised. Not be surprised at all, in fact, when we sin and when we do things that are earthly, that when we make mistakes, because we are earthen vessels, but we are called to become, let us say, vessels of gold and silver. And this is a process that is happening even now. The other thing in this epistle that ties very much with the teaching about the cross that St. Paul gives in Galatians, is that he says, regarding his life and the life of the apostles, but it's got to be your life too. It has to be your life too. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. This is glorying in the cross. Our Lord was born to die and to rise again. We are born to die and to rise again. And our dying must occur a little bit each day, because of the sin that is in us must die. The passions that are in us must die. Those thoughts that shouldn't be there should die. Those attitudes that shouldn't be there should die. Our will, which generally gets us in trouble, should die and be replaced with the will of God by an act of our will, not by Him taking us over. And if we bear in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus every day, then we become more and more alive. The world doesn't understand this. How can you die to become more alive? But we understand it, because it is Christianity. The way of the cross is described here. In another place, the Lord says, "He who will, let him take up his cross and follow me." This is the way of the cross, to be dying daily for Jesus Christ. And it's up to you too. Don't be frightened of it. Sometimes people get frightened, like, "This is too much for me. I can't do this." You can do it. The Lord demands of you what you are capable of. And you will become more capable when you follow His commands. Perhaps you're not capable of great acts of ascetical love for people. Perhaps there's just too much self-love in you right now. But if you do what the Lord tells you to do now, small acts of love, then you will be capable of great acts of love in the future. So your dying to the Lord Jesus might be something that seems small to someone else, or something that someone else has already done many years before and has gone on to greater heights. It does not matter. The Lord judges you for who you are and where you are at the moment. You are responsible for what you are capable of doing. Don't be afraid of what you're not capable of. The Lord won't hold you responsible for that, but He will hold you responsible for attempting to become capable. And this is the dying in our body to the Lord Jesus. This is the way of the cross. This is the glorying in the cross. All those things are the same thing. Emulating our Lord Jesus, because He has the way of life. There is no other way that is of life. Everything else is of death and of stench and of corruption. And if we're honest with ourselves, we still have some of that way of life in the way we live. And it holds us back. And it hurts us. And we should want to be rid of it. So let us glory in the cross. Let us pick up the cross and follow after the Lord. Let us die daily. Let us bear in our body the marks of the Lord Jesus. All these things are the way of the cross. May God help us to follow this way. It is the only way of life. Amen.